Good morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Tropical storm Floyd this morning became Hurricane Floyd with winds of 75 miles an hour swirling toward the Florida coast. It's being tracked by forecaster Mark Zimmer at the National Hurricane Center.
Floyd right now is located about 45 miles to the west of Key West. That's the center of it. Floyd is moving toward the northeast at around 15 miles per hour. We have hurricane warnings posted from Key Largo down through to Dry Tortugas and up the west coast as far as Venice.
This is Frank Motek of WINZ Miami reporting from Key West. A hurricane warning remains in effect in southwest Florida and the Keys as Hurricane Floyd builds up strength. Voluntary evacuations of beach and island residences have begun. The Key West airport has been closed and residents have been told to stay indoors. Hurricane Floyd is expected to bring as much as 10 inches of rain and hurricane force winds as it makes its way toward Florida. Residents of Key West, for the most part, have been preparing for the storm in stride, doing the usual things like stocking up on supplies and putting up the storm shutters. Tourists, though, like Lawrence Davis, are awaiting Floyd's arrival with some apprehension.
Well, yes, I'm concerned for people that may get injured. I'm concerned about ourselves not being able to leave.
What was to have been a relaxing Columbus Day for residents and tourists alike has turned into one of the busiest work days Key West has seen in years. Frank Motek for CBS News, Key West, Florida.
The 1987 Nobel Prize for Medicine has been awarded to Susumu Tanigawa, a microbiologist at MIT. As Dr. Bob Arnott reports, Tanigawa's research helped expand understanding of the structure of the body's immune system.
Dr. Tanigawa won the Nobel Prize for his research into antibodies. Antibodies are the most basic foot soldiers of the body's immune system. In 1976, Dr. Tanigawa discovered how the army of different antibodies in the human body can recognize and defend themselves against the enormous number of different tumors, bacterias, and viruses that attack it. Dr. Tanigawa told CBS News this morning what that meant.
The DNA can change its location and also its content and during the life of individual organisms. And this was completely unexpected.
By changing the DNA content and location, antibodies could change themselves to fight the huge diversity of human disease, ranging from a simple influenza virus to complex cancer cells. Dr. Bob Arnott, CBS News, New York.
Dr. Tanigawa will be the first Nobel laureate under the new U.S. tax law to have to share his $340,000 prize with the Internal Revenue Service. He told us this morning he hadn't known that, but that he doesn't mind. The Nobel Committee does mind and has protested. In Houston today, Vice President George Bush formally launches his second run for the presidency. He told supporters over the weekend he'll campaign like an unleashed tiger. Harry Smith reports.
Director of the CIA, ambassador to the UN, several terms in Congress, and the number two man to an enormously popular president. Many people have said if a resume were running for president, George Bush's would be the best. But the man who looks so good on paper, including a war chest of more than $12 million, is something less than a sure thing to win the Republican nomination. George Bush's fierce loyalty to the president has no doubt kept him in favor with many Republicans. But that loyalty has also caused critics to question whether Bush can be his own man.
I'll defend the present record, as I have for 6.5 years, and then I'll say, but this is the Bush priority. No Republican is going to be out there running against Ronald Reagan. They're dumb to do it, and they're not going to do it because things are so much better than when we came into office.
But the president's once formidable coattails are showing signs of wear and tear, and it may be that if George Bush is to win the Republican nomination, he will have to do so on his own. Harry Smith, CBS News, New York.
As many as 200,000 homosexuals and their supporters staged a Sunday march on Washington, demanding equal rights and more money to fight AIDS. Rita Braver reports that after marching to the Capitol, gay lobbyists will be walking the halls of Congress.
Lesbians and gays will be back in Washington this week, building support for federal funding for AIDS research and pushing for a new bill to prevent discrimination against homosexuals. They'll march on the U.S. Supreme Court tomorrow. Yesterday, several hundred thousand heard speakers at the U.S. Capitol. One of them, presidential candidate Jesse Jackson.
America is a quilt made up of many patches, many pieces, many colors, many sizes, many textures, but everybody fits. Everybody counts. Everybody must have equal protection under the law.
The bill the demonstrators want would authorize $1.2 billion for AIDS treatment and counseling over the next 3 years and would call for penalties of up to $2,000 for disclosing information about people tested for AIDS. The administration is opposed. The marchers say they'll try to build enough congressional support to override the administration. Rita Braver, CBS News, Washington.
Under a proposed Patient's Bill of Rights for the nation's 16,000 nursing home operators, the federal government would require round-the-clock care by licensed nurses, minimal standards for privacy, cleanliness, and food service, and at least 80 hours of training for nurses' aides. The Washington Post reports the HHS draft recommendations for 24-hour care would cost the industry as much as $100 million a year and create nearly 6,000 new nursing jobs. Coming up on 8 past the hour.
If you're planning to buy a facsimile machine for your business, you should know about Hyfax from Hitachi. That's right, Hitachi. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Hitachi was one of the earliest manufacturers of facsimiles, and by combining their expertise in the computer, semiconductor, and telecommunications industries, they've created the current Hyfax line, some of the finest fax machines to be found anywhere. Hitachi reliability and quality are built into each and every Hyfax machine, and the Hyfax series offers a wide range of features to suit your communications needs. Features like single-button dialing, confidential communication, crystal-clear transmission of photographs and blueprints, and broadcasting up to 100 remote fax stations. Hyfax gives you added value through decreased maintenance and increased performance. So when you need a fax machine for your business, choose the leader, the Hyfax from Hitachi, the clear choice in facsimile transmission. For a demonstration or more information, contact Officecom Incorporated, 213-426-8091 for the office nearest you. That's Officecom, 213-426-8091.
KNX 1070.
15,000 Indian soldiers were sent to Sri Lanka a few weeks ago as peacekeepers after Tamil rebel groups agreed to a ceasefire. Now the guerrilla war has reignited and Indian forces are fighting fierce battles with the Tamils, 163 of whom are reported killed in 3 days of fighting on the Jaffna Peninsula. From Colombo, Michael Hamlin has the latest.
Indian commandos were airdropped into the battle-scarred, densely populated Jaffna Peninsula in the north of Sri Lanka as part of a major offensive against Tamil separatist rebels. The Indians have gone into action to disarm the rebels following a bloody series of massacres last week committed against innocent civilians from the island republic's majority Sinhalese. The separatist fighters, known as Tamil Tigers, claim that the dead are largely civilians who have been caught in the crossfire. Michael Hamlin for CBS News, Colombo.
In the Persian Gulf War, Iraqi warplanes have raided at least four ships in the past day and a half, reportedly killing four crewmen and wounding four others. Iraq says it also bombed oil and power plants deep inside Iran. Overnight, a long-range Iranian missile slammed into Baghdad, reportedly killing many civilians. The dollar is steady in overseas trading. Gold is slightly higher in London at $461.85 an ounce. In slow Columbus Day trading, the Dow Industrial Average is off 8.65 at 2473.56. Big board volume, 18,750,000 shares. Time on the World News Roundup, 10 past 7.
The top, the best 4x4 of the year by far. That's the new Nissan Pathfinder, voted best 4x4 of the year by both Four Wheeler and Four Wheel and Off-Road magazines. Four Wheel and Off-Road said,
the Pathfinder rolled along revealing one positive trait after another until it outstripped the pack.
Pathfinder dominated in overall appearance and fit and finish with a bold, macho design.
True versatility and unparalleled design put Pathfinder squarely at the top.
In overall comfort and appearance, the Nissan was the overwhelming choice.
As for Four Wheeler, they raved, the Pathfinder won every performance section of the 1987 Four Wheeler of the Year shootout.
First in mechanical, ride and drive, off-road performance, interior and exterior.
Pathfinder won the 1987 Four Wheeler of the Year award going away.
Four Wheel and Off-Road and Four Wheeler said it. Now get down to your Nissan dealer and see it. Pathfinder. 4x4, every other 4x4 would give its eye teeth to be. And the name is Nissan. Hurry, special incentives to dealers from Nissan could help you save big at your Nissan dealer now.